If you're not in the building, you can watch it on TSN, which means you'll be tuned in to our main man, Christian Jack.
Yes.
And the whole cast and whole crew, all those characters will be down there at BMO. And KJ joins us now. What's happening, buddy?
I'm really well. How's everybody?
We're doing very, very well. We're excited for the big game tomorrow. Yeah.
What time do you think fans are going to start firing it up? I think there's people over at Brazenhead right now.
Oh, 100%. You want to join them, O-Dog?
You know it.
100%, it's already started. I mean, I do worry for the post game. They better win, because last year everybody just went home tired and it was a late night. This time, 4:30 kick. I mean, those pubs are back open at 7.
It's such a good point. I was watching it last year.
Brilliant timing for the start of the game, you don't think?
It's a way better adjustment. Like, I know prime time is prime time, but I think on the weekends, if you're talking about a championship game, I'll take 4:30 over 7 or 7:30 any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, particularly in this market, you know, against, you know, the hockey night and everything like that as well. So why not go out and get your Christmas shopping earlier, get in and put the TV on with us, starting at 3:30, and we'll get you ready for the game. There you go. There's a little promo.
Good man. Can't wait for it tomorrow. The focal point seems to be revolving around Jovinko, who has not really been there for the big games. This guy will light up a season like no one we've seen in MLS history. But the big, big games, including last year's final and other games of that ilk, including the one we just played last week, he hasn't necessarily showed the greatest form. How much pressure is on him to perform tomorrow afternoon?
I think it's a fair point, and I think pressure is obviously something that they're used to. You know, you pay the big bucks to get these guys to perform under pressure. I always think, you know, whenever you take these kind of stats, it's a little bit like the playoff stats in baseball or a little bit to hockey. When you just have such a small sample size, sometimes you can look back at it and think, okay, they're not delivering in the big stage, a little bit like the Clayton Kershaw syndrome, I suppose. But he hasn't been delivering in terms of what people expect him to be delivering, and then that's goals. And, you know, you could even take that back during the regular season. He hasn't scored a goal from open play since the end of August when he was in Montreal. So I know he had a 4 or 5 weeks off with injury as well. So, you know, it's time for him, I think, to go out there and understand, and I think he understands this. Look, this is the key difference between the two teams. Seattle are a very, very good side, and I don't just say that, you know, with ease. And, you know, they are a very, very good side, strong up the middle. Defensively, they were very sound last year. Midfield, organized. They've got goal scorers. They've got Dempsey. Everyone knows about him. They don't have a Sebastian Giovinco. And if Giovinco steps up and is close to anything, the level that people have seen throughout the first couple of years of the regular season, and then, of course, he has the potential to win the game. But they've got to get space for him. They've got to get Vasquez and Altidore playing off him a little bit more. That's what the game's about. It's not all about individual moments. And try and create opportunities for him to make a difference. Because, as you rightly said last year, people remember him walking off, you know, in extra time, getting substituted. And ultimately, that was his the big memory of that game when it came down to his reputation.
Is Altidore ready to rock, from what you're hearing?
Yeah, it looks that way, Jamie. I mean, look, I've been with this team all week, you know, watching him train. He looked fine. He trained again at BMO today. Looked like he got a little bit of a knock on it, but he was okay. I mean, you guys know better than anybody. You know, at this kind of time of year, you're never going to be 100%. He said it's a niggling thing that's bothered him since the start of the season, and then he got hurt again. He looked like he was absolutely fine today. Personally, I don't think he necessarily handled it great yesterday in the press conference when, you know, he said it doesn't matter. It just kind of left people open to debate a little bit about whether it really does matter. But, you know, knowing Josie a little bit like I do, it's not necessarily an environment where he thrives. He's better on it in one-on-one situations with people that he trusts. So that led a few people to doubt whether he really is ready, but it looks like he is. They need him to be. They absolutely need him to be in these kind of moments. As I said yesterday on SportsCenter, you cannot have a player, you know, where you really just hope he gets out there and after 10 or 15 minutes he can't go because you're burning a substitute so early in the game. So they need him, and by the look of it so far, it looks like he's going to be fine.
KJ, do you think it's imperative that TFC tries to take care of business right away in this situation? They've set records during the regular season. We all know they're a fantastic team. They've got fantastic talent, but the longer it goes, it seems, in some of these games, the more the pressure builds up. Like, do you not think, like, going into attack mode right away and just setting the standard for the game, like, it's really important for this club to do?
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I have to say that I wonder whether that will happen. You know, I think everything that you, O-Dog, you said there, laid out, is they're all absolutely valid points. But the other thing I would say is that they haven't really played with that swagger for weeks. And if they've turned themselves into a very professional, conservative team, difficult to break down, relying on an individual moment or a free kick or an out-of-door goal like against Columbus to break it down, it's been very, very tight. They look a little bit tight this week. The pressure is on them, quite rightly. And I think that they might start the game that way. That being said, I do think that, this franchise, this organization, this ownership group don't spend over $20 million a year on players to go out there and sit deep and do what Seattle did last year to win a trophy. Because if that doesn't go their way, then there will be huge criticism. So they have to go out there and realize that they are at home and people expect them to dictate the tempo and the flow of the game.
I guess selfishly, I don't want it to come down to penalty kicks again. I did the World Juniors last year, the final game, and it was like, this is just not right for this to go to a shootout. It just doesn't seem right.
No,
and I guess
I
selfishly,
that.
I don't want to see that.
No, I understand that. I'm a little bit different. I've learned to really relish those moments, and there's a lot of aspects in those games that I can look at and talk to goalkeepers and think about that and be ready for that as a broadcaster. But I fully am aware that, the audience that they're trying to target here, people watching a game maybe for the first time all season, leaves a sour taste in your mouth, and I understand that. We hope that doesn't get that way. There's absolutely no question about that, no matter what side you're on. I think speaking to both teams today, they certainly were hoping for that as well. Traditionally, we don't get back-to-back shootouts in MLS Cups. I don't think it's ever happened. So let's hope that the game is a little bit more open and that, I think it's just a goal in the first half would open it up and force the other team to go at it. There's a lot of good players on both teams that can show their sides to it. So I'm with you. Let's hope it doesn't get to 120 minutes and we haven't seen a moment or a goal like that.
MLS Cup final tomorrow on TSN, kickoff at 4:30, pregame at 3:30. He is Christian Jack, and he'll be a big part of it. We're looking forward to it. Enjoy it, buddy. Thank you for doing this.
No problem, guys. Did you notice I didn't give away the answer to your quiz question during those answers?
Well, how would you answer that?
Did you like that? I didn't want to give anything away to the listeners.
I know. Someone already called in. They already got it right.
Oh, all right. There you go.
I appreciate it. I knew you would know, but
yeah. Well, I chatted with Stefan Fry this week. He's ready for it. So it'd be a big day for him and a big day for everybody. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait. Thank you, KJ.
Keep up the great work, fellas.
There he is, Christian Jack, TSN soccer analyst.